It's time to enter the world of real estate in Oahu with Hawaii's only true real estate radio show, the Team Lally Real Estate Show. Grab a pen and get ready to take notes. For the next full hour, Hawaii's premier real estate leader, Adrienne Lally, and Attilio Leonardi will bring you the latest in real estate news and real-world strategies on how they can guarantee to sell your home at a price and deadline you agree to, or they'll buy it. Now, here are your hosts, Adrienne and Attilio.
Welcome to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. If you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596. You can also check us out online at teamlally.com.
Hey, everybody, this is Attilio, and this is the part of the show where we bring art back into your lives. What is art, Adrian?
That is Attilio's random thoughts.
And don't get me wrong, these are not, I just like, the acronym works, ART, so that's why we have the word random in there. But it's not like I thought of these things 2 seconds ago and now I'm going to share them with you. Not that random, but they are random in the course of our show in that they're not really, really real estate related or anything like that.
Or they may be randomly in your notebook.
In my notes. So this weekend, I was pulling weeds, and I like to do some growth opportunities in parallel when I'm doing things that are not necessarily engaging or growing, but I was pulling weeds. So I had on my earbuds and I was listening to a YouTube video, because that's how you watch a video and do something else at the same time. Just listen to it. So anyway, I came across this guy that was teaching techniques, because I really enjoy public speaking. That's like my one thing, you know. That's like you know, I'm not gonna say it's my superpower, because I'm not like a Tony Robbins or anything, but I do spend a lot of time. And I'm constantly wanting to improve my public speaking capabilities. And I feel that I have a strong obligation, as all public speakers do, that you're there for the audience to, number one, be engaged and come away learning something that they can execute in their lives. So I learned that there are the two common ways that people start a speech. And then there are the three best ways to start a speech to get more engagement from your audience. Would you like to know the two most common ways we do start a speech and the three best ways to start a speech, Adrian?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell us more.
And by the way, speaking, whether it's with your children or your significant others or a small team or a large audience, we're engaging. We're talking back and forth. So this could be at the family get together or at your next business presentation or when you're on upstage being asked to present on something. So the common way that people start a speech, and it triggers in people in their mind to just check out. Hi, my name is Attilio. I'm with Team Lally. Been a realtor for over 12 years. And today I'm going to talk to you about how to get more listings. They already know that. Why, Adrian?
Because that's why they're there.
That's why they're there. It was in the marketing material, the website, the Eventbrite details, blah, blah, blah.
Because they can read.
Literally, you've triggered in their head, go to my phone and start checking emails. I'll tune back in when he starts getting to the meat. So you got to hit them with the meat right up front. And that's a weird analogy coming from a vegetarian. But you got to hit them with the meat right up front.
So what kind of meat?
So, the second way that people start it that you want to avoid is, hey, can you guys hear me? What about you guys in the back? Can you hear me already? Oh, wait, where's my PowerPoint? Is my PowerPoint working? Is this TV? How does this pointer work? The lights, are the lights good? Is it hot in here? Is it too cold? Not being prepared right from go with your speech and doing all that fumbling around. You should show up early before your audience is there and do all of that. If you're a professional presenter or want to come off as a professional, do that before your audience gets in the room. Top three ways to start a speech to get engagement from go. Number three. And I talked about this earlier for some reason with you, Adrian. So you might remember.
Yes.
Do you remember what number three was?
Number three was to ask a question?
Ask a question that matters to the audience. So let's say this was like a veterinarian doing a clinic on how to take better care of your pets.
Yes.
The question would be that you would start off with no intro, no nothing. Just immediately, hello. Thank you for coming today. My question for you now is, based on how, you know, I'm sure you guys would all agree that your pets become like a member of your family. Would you like to know the top three ways that you can make this most valuable person of your family live a longer life and a better quality life?
Of course.
That's what we're going to talk about today. So immediately asking a question that matters to the audience. Number two, shocking factoid. Did you know there are more people alive on this planet today than have died till this point in history?
I did not know that. Is that true?
With that in mind,
yes,
we're going to be talking about how to get your production on wheat for you wheat farmers today up higher so that we can feed all these people. So anyway, and then number one, do you remember what number one was?
Was to tell a story.
Start with a story. And the most ancient way that we've started all stories, and as a child, it really grabbed your attention, was when your mom and dad came into your bedroom and said, and they opened the book and said, "Once upon a time." Now, you're not going to use "once upon a time." You'll start off with, "Today, I'd like to share a story with you where I had my biggest failure in eighth grade and what I learned from that. I wrote a report on euthanasia. Now, my teacher gave me an F, and the reason why she gave me an F was the way that I spelled the title. Y-O-U-T-H space I-N space A-S-I-A. Youth in Asia.
Now, was this while you're at Kamehameha schools?
Yeah, Imua. So anyway, I shortcutted it, got an F on it. It was obvious I didn't do the research because euthanasia is a medically or just a humane way to put somebody to kill them. So obviously that was not the correct title for that topic. Well, so anyway, and that's a true story. Did I get your attention with it? It made you chuckle. By the way, when you share your failures with an audience, you impact them. When you share your successes, you're only impressing them. All right. Speaking of people that we are completely 100% impressed by, we have Duke.
Yes.
Hawaii Pacific Property Management. Duke, what you got for us this
week? Hey, guys.
Hello.
Man, that speech was depressing.
But it got your attention.
It didn't. I would have changed the channel right there. If I was in the car, I'd be like, switch. But anyway.
Yeah.
It got my attention for sure.
Okay.
So let me tell you a quick story about property management.
Yeah.
So if you hire the wrong property management company, and we have many properties, we don't have many properties that have problems in them or a problem tenant, but I do have one now. And this tenant from day one has given us problems. And so now the property manager who put them in said, you know, I don't feel real good about these people, but the owner wanted them because it's been vacant for a while.
Yeah.
So whenever you get in this situation and you feel the urge to take somebody that a property management company says maybe is not that good, now we have problems.
Yes.
And we're in court trying to evict them.
Dope.
But they're military. The wife is military. The husband's not. They have 5 calls of domestic violence.
Dope.
They have an unauthorized pet in the unit. They parked their vehicles illegally on the HOA. They got fines racking up. They haven't paid December rent. We've been to court twice. We got a writ of possession, but it starts on the 15th. We can't get them out until December 15th. And their attorneys for the military are fighting us on that.
How can they fight this, that they're not paying the rent and they have all these violations?
Because the Servicemen's Relief Act says that we have to go through the military process to evict a military personnel.
Oh, yeah.
So let me tell you, we told the owners not to take these people. And if you listen to Hawaii Pacific Property Management, we offer a eviction guarantee. That means that if we have to go through an eviction process and there's legal costs, that we will cover it. But if you take a tenant or bring a tenant against our better judgment, then the filing fees and the legal costs are on the owner. So unfortunately, the owner has to pay this, and we're in legal. We have our attorneys on it. They've spent about 7 hours at $300 an hour. So it's going to be close to $3,000 to get these tenants out. So we have three guarantees, eviction guarantee, the rent guarantee, and the communication guarantee. These are all super important in having and gaining a good tenant in your property. So listen to your property managers, and sometimes you just have to be patient.
So Duke, I've got one follow-up question with the military tenants.
Yeah.
Do they have to take a different process or?
For eviction.
No, we have to get the legal eviction filed. We have to do it all according to the right way, five-day notice.
Yeah.
We have to take them to court. We have to serve them the same way.
Yeah.
But once we get the writ of possession, then we have to take that to the military process of giving them, especially if they're active military. If they're retired military, it'd be different.
Yeah.
But this is active military personnel. We have to go through their system of getting them out of the unit.
Yeah, like their commanding
officer.
So
it's like a double system. So does that,
yep.
like how much time does that typically add onto the process?
Yeah.
Probably adds about 2 weeks.
Okay.
And then, so you know, while you're doing that, they're just happily paying the rent, right?
They haven't paid their rent.
That's what I thought.
Exactly.
No rent.
Yeah. So that's the bottom line when you have an investment property is you want the property to make money.
Yeah.
So there's only two reasons that you have a property manager is one, to protect your property, and two, to put money in your account.
That's
otherwise, it. As an investment, you don't care about anything else. You just want to make sure the money gets in there and your property is being taken care of. We do that. We do walkthroughs. We do background checks.
Mm-hmm.
We do all these things that would make sure that those two things get done every month. So if you have any questions, you can look in our website at www.hipacificpm.com or you can call us at our office, 808-445-9223.
All right.
Thank you, Duke.
Thank you, Duke.
All right.
See ya. All right. So, hey, don't take our word for it. Check them out on Yelp. They got some pretty good reviews.
They
couple
sure
crazies
do.
In there, but that's normal.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of reviews and you don't have a couple crazies in there, then I would question the rest of the good reviews because that's human nature. That's, you know, that's the makeup of our society. Couple crazies everywhere.
All right. So we have Jody, the mortgage genius, on the line to give us our tip of the week.
Hey, Jody.
Hi, guys. I wanted to give general loan limit updates for 2020.
Okay.
Since 2020 is right around the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So for our region, Hawaii, it's really cool. It's going up to $765,600 for a one-unit conventional conforming property.
Okay.
So you can borrow, you can have a loan of $765,000 before any private mortgage insurance or anything like that has to be introduced.
Gotcha.
It's cool.
Nice.
And yeah, so that's increased from $726,500. So that's a big jump. It's going to be really helpful for our buyers that are looking in, you know, anything, purchasing anything above 700, basically.
Cool.
That's for one unit. Two units, $980,000. So if you're buying a two-unit property, like a duplex, or, you know, it has to be a legal two-unit, not just a single-family home that happens to have an ADU, even if that ADU is permanent, that's not a two-unit.
Okay.
Jumps up to $980,000. And then a three-unit, $1.18. And then a four unit, 1.4. So obviously, these three and four units aren't as prevalent. I personally don't do very many loans like that. But it's still cool that it's upward moving, and that's going to be helpful for any buyer that's trying to do it.
Yeah. You know, I heard this from an investor, and being in the industry itself, it didn't really click till I heard it from this person, was that, you know, if you're going to buy $765,000 worth of Google stock, Adrian, how much money is that going to cost you?
$765,000.
And Jody, if I'm going to buy a $765,000 single family home, how much money down out of pocket we looking at?
You could get away with 5% down, which would be $38,250.
Okay, so we'll call it $40,000. Is there a way to buy $765,000 worth of Google stock for $40,000? Not that's legal.
No.
Not that's legal.
Not that I know of.
Yeah, not that I know of either.
So think about real estate, and you shouldn't think about your initial home as an investment, but it's a way for you to own that type of equity.
It's called leverage.
With leverage.
Other people's money.
And you, because it's not your money that you're borrowing that money, and they're letting you stay in the house till you pay it off.
It's a win-win.
Win-win. Anything else, Jody?
That's it.
Okay.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you, Jody.
You're welcome. So how can
our listeners get a hold of Jody?
So you can give Jody and her team a call at 488-5510. Check them out online at PacRimMTG.com.
You know, speaking of people that make your life easier and help you with problems, we got Janice on the line from Dreamhouse Drafting. Janice, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning. What you got for us this week?
Well, I just wanted to alert people to one of the probably lesser known things that are actually in the building code that is a requirement that a lot of people are not aware of. And this is how they get in trouble when they, like, add lanai doors sometimes. So a landing is always required when you are leaving a building, especially if there are going to be stairs. You cannot just exit and be going downstairs immediately. There needs to be a landing, and it needs to be at least 3 feet in depth.
Yes.
So, like, property I saw on Monday, there I was wondering if that set of stairs was permitted, and it wasn't because there was no landing. And it couldn't be because there's actually a 10-foot easement on that side of the house. And the new owners, of course, had no clue.
How old is this house, Janice? Is it like an older home?
No, it's actually, the home is older, but then there was an addition that was added. Mm-hmm. And the addition was done in 2012. And so kind of took out the tape measure and said, I don't think a landing would fit here. Mm-hmm. And then after checking on the plans that came with the permit from 2012, which confirmed the actual distance of the home from the property line, there's no way anything can fit outside. So now they've got a sliding glass door that's either a 6 foot wide or 8 foot wide door. And you would, if you walk out of it without stairs and a landing, tumble, you know, a couple of feet.
You need the landing. You know why?
Why?
Because, you know, most Americans, we don't work out enough. And, you know, you go Christmas shopping, you got all these gifts, and you're huffing and puffing. And then you're getting up to the stairs, and you're like, I got to put this stuff down. I'm all out of shape so I can open the door. So you need the landing. Unless you'd be like, I'm trying to open the door without falling backwards down the stairs. Holding these gifts all at the same time. And then that happened, and they said, the DPP, they're like, we better make one code for landings.
Yep.
I don't know if that's how it happened, but I'm sure there's safety issues. So,
well, DPP actually follows the International Residential and Building Code.
So yes.
They didn't create it themselves.
So it's all about safety. Might be humbug, but it's safety. And then you're going to have issues for when you go to resell. But all right. Well, thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
All right.
So you can get a hold of Janice at 206-7107. Check her out online at dreamhousedrafting.com.
Hey, if you're a homeowner or a realtor and you got an after-the-fact permit situation you don't know how to solve, who are you going to call?
Janice Merlin.
Janice Merlin with Dreamhouse Drafting. All right. So we are about to take a break, but stay with us. When we come back, we'll be talking with Taylor Bramwell of Kilauea Pest Control. He'll be talking to us about Kilauea Pest Control and all you need to do to be effective pest control and elimination. So stay with us.
Tired of waiting 2 to 3 months to finalize your home loan or refinance? Jody Tonga and her team at Pacific Rim Mortgage have a turn time of 30 days or less by processing your loans locally.
Take advantage of today's low interest rates by calling our good friend Jody Tonga of Pacific Rim Mortgage. Her personal cell is 488-5510. That's 488-5510.
Hey, Adrian, guess what?
What, Attilio?
Jody has a huge secret.
Oh, yeah? What is it?
I can tell you.
Yes, you can.
Okay, here it is. Jody has a free home buying guide that reveals insider tips others may not want you to know.
Wow, how do I get this free home buying guide?
Easy. Just go to her website, PacificRim.com. That's PAC or PACRIMMTG.com.
I see the free home buyer guide has valuable information that can help me avoid mistakes and could cost me tens of thousands of dollars over the lifetime of my loan.
Yes. So check out their site. That's PacificRim.com or give her a call at 488-5510. That's 488-5510. What's the website?
It's PAC, P-A-C, RIM, R-I-M, Mortgage, M-T-G. com. Hawaii, NMLS ID 1032554.
If you're looking for an outstanding insurance agent that will personally help you during the moment of truth, we recommend Bradley Maruyama with Allstate Insurance.
So, Attilio, what do you mean by the moment of truth?
Well, the best insurance is the insurance you never have to use, but we know that's not how life works. So when life happens, you can count on Bradley and his team to exceed your expectations for your insurance needs.
Keep in mind that when buying a home, the cost of home insurance should be taken into consideration. I trust Bradley with my own personal home, so you should give him a call. Call Bradley with Allstate Insurance at 591-8016.
Aloha to my friends in Hawaii. It's Colin Cowherd. Look, I've interviewed some great coaches and encountered brilliant strategists that are five steps ahead of everybody else. I've also invested in real estate all over the country. I've lived in eight states. When it comes to selling your home in Hawaii, you have a brilliant real estate team in Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi of Team Lally with Keller Williams. They attract so many buyers locally, nationally, and internationally, they can either make an immediate cash offer on your home or sell it at a price and deadline you agree to, and they'll buy it. Their marketing plan on a completely different level. That's Team Lally. They've outsold every agent in Hawaii year after year. Check out why national real estate mogul and Shark Tank star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Team Lally in Hawaii, as well as national news talk host Sean Hannity. That's why I trust him. Write the number down, 799-9596, or go online to 808GuaranteedSale.com, 808GuaranteedSale.com, and start packing.
Hi, I'm Barbara Corcoran. To sell your home on time for the most money, you need a sharp agent with a marketing strategy that creates the most demand. Bottom line, you need a partner willing to put their own money on the line for you. In Hawaii, I would hire Adrian Lally and Attilio Leonardi. Their marketing strategy is so effective that if your home doesn't sell on terms you agree to, Team Lally will buy it. Partner with the team I trust. Go online or call and get your home sold.
The Team Lally Real Estate Show continues.
Welcome back and thanks for listening to the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the Guaranteed Sold program, or we'll buy it. I'm Adrian.
And I'm Attilio.
And if you have any questions, just give us a call at 799-9596 or check us out online at teamlally.com.
Our guest today attended the Myron B. Thompson Academy and graduated from Brigham Young University, Hawaii, in 2015 with a bachelor's degree in exercise and sports science.
He is currently the marketing director of Kilauea Pest Control, which provides termite and pest control services island-wide. He's here today to talk about how they built one of the fastest-growing home pest and termite control programs in Hawaii. Please welcome our guest, Taylor Bramwell.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be with two brilliant masterminds in the real estate industry.
And welcome,
share the room with you.
And welcome back. You're a repeat guest. So
I'd love to be here. It's great.
Who's been on like SNL a lot? What's one of like, you're like, you know, like one of those Michael Baldwin or something, you know, you have those characters that keep coming back to SNL.
But so, they come back and host. I need to come back and host.
Like, there you go. And local style, we like to get to know the person before we get straight away into the business. So, Taylor, where are you? From Hawaii, not from Hawaii? What's your story here, your Hawaii travel story?
So I grew up in Kailua.
Okay.
96734.
Right? Yeah.
We moved there when I was 5 years old.
No tattoo.
No.
Okay.
In my heart, I have the tattoo. We moved here when I was 5 years old. And we lived in Southern California before that. My parents went to college out here. That's how they met. And then they moved back because they wanted to come back to Hawaii. I grew up in Kailua. And last 8 years or so, better part of those 8 years, I've lived more northeast, kind of towards North Shore.
Yeah.
That's where I am now. Okay. And then since then, all my family's moved away. So they left me here alone on this island to survive.
Where did they go? Back to California or are they just scattered?
No, they're kind of, so my siblings are kind of all over the U.S. My parents are on the East Coast. They're just kind of all over now. So All right. I'm holding down the fort here in Hawaii in case they ever want to come back. We'll see.
Well,
and then
it's a nice
I'll let
place.
You know if they ever want to buy a house again.
We'll be happy to help. Well, it's definitely a nice place to come and visit. I've got a lot of family that's on the East Coast, and this time of year, it can be brutal.
Yeah, it's cold. It's cold over there for sure.
But. So you graduated with a degree in exercise and sports science. Help us connect the dots, because we have a lot of young people sometimes listen to the show, or parents of college-age kids. And so how do you connect the dots from exercise, sports science, to where you are today? What was your career path?
Sure. I mean, I think college, for a lot of people, college is a time to kind of try different classes and different things. And I actually love school. I love studying. And I still find myself reading books and things. Now I can just study whatever I want. I don't have to go to class, right? But exercise, sports, science, that came about. I did some business classes first, and I liked it. But I was like, I don't know. I kind of want to look into science. And so I actually did exercise, sport, and science with emphasis in biochemistry and medical. And so I actually was planning to go to medical school. And I went down that road. I used to work at Castle Hospital in the emergency room for a while and did that. After my experience in the medical field, I decided to steer away from that. That's a whole nother story. But super interesting. But now I find myself doing marketing, right? But the cool thing about my study in biochemistry and organic chemistry and all that in that medical field pursuit is now all that applies to the chemicals and pesticides and products we use. So I can look at a label for, you know, a termiticide or a pesticide, and I can see the chemical compound in my mind because I've drawn it before in class, you know. So it has a good crossover effect on understanding our industry now for the pest industry.
You had some tertiary learning there.
Tertiary. I like that word.
So, that's the super nerd word of the day.
So how did you go from Castle Hospital to Kilauea Pest Control?
Okay, so the owner, John Speed, great guy. I think you know him very well.
Yes, we love John.
He's one of my he's a great guy. I worked for him during my time at college, too. So I worked for Kilauea over the last 8 years off and on. I think there's only a little gap there when I was working at the hospital when I kind of stepped away from the company for a little bit just to focus on that. But so I had worked for him through college. And then when I kind of decided to look at other options, he approached me and said, well, we'd love to have you back. And so here I am, you know, and that's kind of how that.
And here we are.
And here we are. And now I'm sitting here with you.
And he created this marketing position to help him to grow. So like the company we've seen just take off. So maybe you can share some of these, some of the strategies that you guys have used.
Oh, so we've done a lot of marketing in the past, but it's been great. I mean, every year we've grown. In the last few years, it's exponentially grown. We've gone from even just last year in our office, I was looking at our Christmas photos from last year where we had our company meeting, and like our photo of our office staff is like twice as big just because we've had to hire so many to keep up with the business, which is great, right? And then we're able to keep up with it. And so the marketing, we do a lot of, we found that reviews online is huge, right? And you know that. Yelp and Google reviews, people look at that stuff. And so we just make an emphasis to encourage, you know, those types of reviews. And then if we ever do get a negative review, you know, respond to it quickly and try and resolve that as much as you can. Because people know, there's word of mouth, of course, but people check on the reviews these days. And so when you have good ones and they see you're at number one or number two, they're going to call you for that. We have people calling us for that all the time.
Well, we know human nature is they're going to scan through and look for the negative ones and see how you responded.
For sure.
Because that's what almost, everybody does.
You can use that like negative review almost for a good opportunity to swing it the other way. It makes you look good because you're like, oh, look at this company.
They respond professionally.
So let's talk about this.
Stoic way to approach that.
Yeah, let's talk about this ancient Hawaiian name that you guys have for your company. We kind of know the backstory on it. That's why I'm focusing on it. But, you know, you start with the name of a company. Tell us about the name, Kilauea.
Kilauea Pest, right?
That's it. So kill away the pest. It's kind of like just a play on
words.
On a word. And that sounds Hawaiian, but it's, I guess it could be Hawaiian, Kilauea. But it's not, right?
Because that's what I mean, it's a layered thing. It's a Hawaiian word, a volcano in a place, but it's also in English. It sounds like Kilauea Pest. And I know how much you love words, Adelia.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah.
The wordsmith over here.
So Kilauea Pest Control, tell us some about the unique things about, you know, if in the business world, if you're just doing things exactly the way everybody else does, then you're just getting those same results. You guys are not getting the same results. You're getting better results. What's your guys' unique things that you guys do as a pest control?
The value proposition.
Yeah, unique value
proposition. I mean, it's not like big secrets. Like everyone kind of knows what you got to do to be good.
Yes.
And when it comes down to it, for a service-based industry, it's customer service 100% every time, right? Mm-hmm. And so one of our core values at Kilauea is authentic, friendly service.
Okay.
Authentic and friendly and that service combined together. And we worded it that way because that's all people really want. They want someone genuine that they can call and rely on for to get a solution and to hear out their problem. Because they're calling with a problem when they call us. They have rats in their attic. They flicked on their lights at night one night, and there's roaches scattering everywhere, right? Yeah. Like, that's everyone's nightmare, right? So they're calling us for issues and problems. So we like to be, I guess you could say, their pest concierge service and give that authentic, friendly service. And so, of course, there's all the other things like showing up in time and just
You guys also have something that's, I feel like it's pretty unique, and it's attractive to the realtors and the people that are purchasing this peace of mind. Could you share a little bit about
So specifically towards realtors, which I think is your audience here today, is we have great warranties, some of the best warranties. I've checked the other companies, and there's a lot of good companies, of course. There's a lot of companies on the island. But as far as warranties go, I probably can say we're one of the best, if not the best, for some warranties, specifically towards termite inspection reports for realtors. So the buyer coming in to a house, as long as they've cleared that termite inspection, or they've got, you know, our service or whatever, they clear their inspection, we provide a one-year warranty on any drywood termites coming in. So the great thing about that is even if they bring furniture from their last house that might have termites in it, we're going to honor that and treat that for free within that year. So that just provides a lot of value for that service.
And
so not only is it good for us, of course, we like to, you know, get that word out. It makes us look good for the warranties, but it makes the realtor looks good too.
Yep.
And so the more the realtor looks good, the more they're going to get that referral from that client to their family or friends. Like, hey, they provide a year warranty on their termites, you know? So that's something different.
That's
year
a
warranty.
Peace of mind. Yeah. For people, because they want to, you know, you're standing behind your work if you come back and fix it for free or redo it
Absolutely.
Or, you know, go nuke some more pests. So what about pests in the workplace? You know, that annoying coworker, they keep bugging you all the time, won't let you get your stuff done. Do you guys have any fumigation for that?
For the annoying coworker?
Annoying coworker. How about that annoying neighbor? They really think that they're Donna Summers on that song with that karaoke, but they're horrible. You guys have, can we put a fogger over the fence and maybe knock them out so you can get some sleep?
You might want to go to the ghetto of Chinatown or something, find a different type of service.
That kind of pest control? Oh, you guys don't do that kind of pest control.
Okay, I mean, is there any, like, real pests? Like, is there any kind of pest that you guys don't cover? Or you can cover pretty much anything?
We have a solution.
We can cover most stuff. And, I mean, going along lines of the annoying neighbor, it might not be a neighbor, but it might be annoying chicken. I know where I live.
Lots of chickens.
I know a lot of friends that, chickens, like, they crow whenever they want. You think it'd be the morning, but there's a chicken actually this morning near my house at like 4 a.m.
Oh, we have crowing, a solution. Right? We have a solution for the chickens. It's called adobo. Chicken adobo.
No, but do you guys help with chickens?
So that's something that people might not know. We do animal trapping. And so chickens, pigeons, cats too is another big one. Like,
you guys do any cat herding?
Cat herding is pretty tough. We take our shepherd staff out there. We'll have traps out there, and we can bait the traps and we can catch them over a few weeks of time, and then we can take them to the humane shelter safely and properly, how they're supposed to be kind of escorted out of that property. Because sometimes there's big, like some place we've done it this past year is those big places in Eva where they have like a bunch of homes, like attract homes, and it's a big community, and they're filled with cats, right? And it's
Costco,
once you have
Costco
one family of cats, you have 10 families of cats in like 2 months.
It's like a colony,
right?
The cat colonies. Yeah,
and they're not going to go away by themselves. So that's where we come in and kind of provide that professional service to get those cats.
Did you take care of Costco? I haven't seen the cats out there recently.
I know we did some bird exclusion at Costco. So we put some netting, you know, at the food court. I'm sure you've seen the birds at the food court.
Yes, birds all over.
There shouldn't be
Costco.
Any now. We've been there. We've taken care of it. So we put netting up there.
So commercial, residential. You guys also do like the monthly, quarterly, or whatever, like pest control visits to people's homes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the bread and butter of what we do. Residential pest control service, commercial pest control service. It's that every other month. It's usually bi-monthly. Every 2 months is the best for most homes. Quarterly too, and that's a full service inside and outside the house. Covers all the general pests, the pesky roaches, whether the flying ones or the ones that come out of your walls, right? And then rodents and ants and centipedes.
So what would you say would be like the most unusual Like, speaking of stories, we were talking about stories earlier. Yeah. Can you tell us a story about the most unusual pest situation that you guys encountered?
Unusual pest situation? I mean, there's...
Or funny. Or just...
Funny ones. By the way, you know, whenever I talk about stuff, everybody thinks I'm talking about them. So we have our three awesome ISA team members in the studio. Mm-hmm. When I said annoying coworker, I was not referring to any of you. It's the ones that are still at the office. No, no, no. None of them two either. So we do, on Team Lally, we screen out annoying coworkers. We don't have annoying coworkers.
They don't get through the hiring process.
They don't. We have a question. Are you an annoying coworker? Are you that person? Because we're not hiring that. So, but so what was some kind of unusual pest that you guys have had to deal with?
Well, it's not an unusual pest, but something that just happened at my house, actually. Because I treat my own house, right? Mm-hmm. I have all this stuff. But it happens at a lot of people's houses. And centipedes are a big issue in Hawaii, right? And everyone hates centipedes. But the product we use for centipedes, it works so well that sometimes while we're still there treating, you'll see the effects pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And at first, like, it does kill them pretty fast. But sometimes for the first hour afterwards, they'll kind of come out of their hiding places and they'll kind of walk around like they're drunk. And so they're kind of like staggering, right? So,
you get a bunch of drunk centipedes.
Yeah, DOI, all over your DOI house. Checkpoint for the
centipedes. And then they'll flip over and die or whatever, right? Yeah. But it's kind of funny to see them come out. They're like slow and just kind of.
That's a big one because, like, the people can never figure out, like, you know, houses are pretty well sealed up. It's like, how the heck they get in the house, even in new construction? They get in there.
Mm-hmm. Right. They're sneaky.
They're sneaky.
They're sneaky bugs.
Sneaky bugs, but
they find their way in.
Now, like, what about like the products that you guys use? Are they environmentally friendly, or like, how do you guys choose the kind of products that you use inside the house versus outside? And
it's a big one. Everyone's got their families and kids and infants and pets, and they want to be safe. We use a variety of products depending on what kind of service you're looking at. You know, for a regular pest or termites, you know, there's different types of products for that. So, generally, most products we're going to use at a regular service are called pyrethrins or pyrethroids. Mm-hmm. Try and say that five times fast.
Pyrethroids.
And what does that mean?
And so that's an extraction from a chrysanthemum flower. So the cool thing about that is it's a natural compound. So it doesn't have any odor. It's pet friendly, safe. How it works is it breaks down the exoskeleton of bugs, and so we don't have exoskeletons, right? So animals are different. So it affects us totally differently and in a safer way. Of course, you're not going to want to take a glass of it and drink it, right? But it's very safe, and so.
So you're spraying it around the house. So like, if your cat or dog gets into it,
they don't even know it's there, and it dries really quickly. And even if they walk through it, really, I mean. You still want to stay away from it, but even if they did, we've never had any issues.
It's not going to harm.
We've treated animal shelters. We actually have the contract with DOE, so we treat all the schools in the islands. We're using the same stuff with the keiki and the wahoo and all that. So.
Nice.
And then with termites and stuff, there's several different versions. We do a lot of orange oil too, which a lot of people like that, which is obviously a natural compound. Yeah. So there's a lot of options out there depending on how aggressive and what your situation is. We're willing to work with that.
You know, as realtors, we're super organized. We always have things well planned in advance. We never do anything last minute. No, not us realtors. But if I did need to call you and we needed a termite inspection because we're trying to close, on a escrow, what's your guys' timeline or turnaround for that?
So we'll make it happen, right? We have our technicians that are full time out in the field, and if we can't get on their schedule, I will go out and do an emergency calls. We have a couple other Kaylee's, our other termite manager guy that he can get out and blast out to Waianae if he needs to one day. We'll make it happen. I'm not encouraging that to wait till the last minute. I mean, it reminds me of my college days, staying up late writing a paper, right, in procrastination. But we'll make it happen in emergency cases. But my suggestion is always, if you're selling an older Hawaiian home, I mean, more than likely, you're probably going to have some kind of termite, at least evidence or damage. Might not be active termites, but there could be active termites. Give us a call right when you list it. Mm-hmm. And if you know there's something, like if you know what termites look like or termite droppings look like, have us come out. We'll do a free consultation and you can get that fumigation or something done ahead of time instead of rather wait those 15 days by the lender to get that report done. And then you're like, oh, shoot, we gotta fumigate now. But
then the buyer might be nervous by it and they may cancel. I mean, there's all these things that
fumigation is so
busy
in Oahu that like sometimes it's backed up like a month, and we do our best to try and get it in, but there's only so many tents on the island.
So plan ahead. So what's the best number that that we can call you at to get these inspections?
So our main office number, it's pretty easy to remember. 808-236-BUGS.
808-236.
Which is 2847 for that.
Bugs.
2847 for the people who cannot spell. Yes. It's 2847. If you can spell, it's 236 bugs. Mm-hmm. Not buggers.
So okay, so numbers. That's the number for like if a realtor needed to make an appointment or a consumer.
So if a realtor wants to make an appointment, they can call me directly actually, which is 808-367-5594, or they can email me at taylor@kilaueapest.com.
Well, you know, in our personal experience with you guys, you know, my personal residence, mm-hmm. I have you guys on a regular schedule there. I had one rental property. I just wanted you guys to come in one time on it was a transition between tenants, so just come and nuke it one time. And then I've had you guys when I had our vacation rental, I had that, you guys on a regular basis on that. Talk to about, you know, like, because I know this is like, if you're in a condo, you know, there's common wet walls and stuff that, you know, you guys can go and nuke them, but then why do they end up coming over from the neighbor? Like, talk about that, because you don't really have a control over how the neighbor is taking care of their unit, right?
Right. That makes it difficult, right? Because you share the wall. If your neighbor is just a hoarder and doesn't want to maintain his own pest, like, they can go through those wall voids and end up where you are. Where pests are normally nesting is inside wall voids around the plumbing and piping anyway. They're attracted to that moisture. And then they'll kind of go out into your house. And so those few roaches or ants you see, there's probably a lot more living in the walls. So if you're in a condo or something like that, you just have to be pretty proactive. And you need to do that in a regular home anyway. You know, whether it's your neighbor that has a lot of bugs, it's your neighbor, or if it's you have a single family home with a yard, it's your Arica palms out in your yard. It's just as, you know, their root system will have a bunch of ants anyway. So it's just being proactive with, you know, a bi-monthly or quarterly pest control. And you'll be on top of it. You'll be good to go.
So can the same thing happen with termites? Like, let's say your neighbor's house is termite infested and they've just been negligent. Like, will they come over to your house next? Or should you be planning on tenting because your neighbor's house is out of control?
Sure. I mean, every situation is a little different. So I'd say if you suspect any termites, either your neighbor or your house, just get a pest professional or a termite professional out there to check out the situation. That's why we do free consults. So you can either just call us directly and we go check it out, and you don't have to worry about like putting an upfront fee. Just figure out the situation. You can be preventative towards termites, and especially ground termites. You want to be, because it's $5 billion in damage a year in the U.S. for ground termites alone.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, it's over 100 million per UH. I think it's over 100 million.
Yeah, we have a serious issue here.
It's crazy. So we're one of the few states that has ground termites. There's not a lot, but we're one of the few, luckily, right here.
So what's the difference between the ground termites and the air termites? Is just the ones on the ground, they're just lazy? They slack us?
Actually, they're
opposite. They're low energy? No.
No, they're the worst kind.
Or opposite.
They're the opposite of lazy.
Also,
they don't sleep.
They don't sleep.
Do you sleep? You sleep, right?
Yeah, I sleep.
Imagine how much work we get done if we never had to sleep. We just keep going all night long. So termites don't sleep, and they go 24/7. And the difference is drywood termites, usually they'll start in a colony of two. Like two will mate and kind of start a colony. And in a few years, they'll kind of go from a two to a few hundred.
Yeah.
And they'll be kind of isolated in a piece of wood. And so as long as you're reactionary, you're on top of it, looking at identifying termite droppings and getting someone out there to treat it, you could actually avoid tenting, you know, usually if you don't let it go for years or too long.
Gotcha.
Ground termites, though, are more important to be preventative rather than reactionary. And so that includes doing like a Centricon, which is the green stations in the ground. Maybe a lot of your listeners have seen those.
Yes.
Or you can treat the soil. And the reason why is because instead of starting out with two, an entire colony of like 10 million will come at one time. And so with 10 million not sleeping termites, they come into your house and they will... I've seen a house within a couple months bulldozed, right?
Yeah.
New house.
So. How do these 10 million termites travel?
They travel underground, so you can't see.
They have these tunnels?
Or maybe Greyhound.
They got these underground tunnels.
I think they got their own
lift. What's the bullet train in Japan?
They got their own lift system.
They travel underground, and how they can spread over, I think it's like at least a football field. They can kind of be one colony. How they travel and find new pieces of wood in the forest, if they're trying to find a tree stump to eat or whatever, or your neighborhood, a house, they will kind of spider web out, and they kind of have like scouts that go out, and they'll make pheromone signals and communicate through something called trophallaxis, where they use those pheromone signals and touching to get back to the queen. And then when they find something they want, the queen know, and then they all redirect. And so that's how like a lot of the termiticide systems work. Like Centricon, those units in the ground, it's a bait that once they hit it, they actually prefer that over wood. And so they use that spider web like scouting system. And then when they hit that, they let the whole colony know that there's something there they want to eat. And one of those systems will wipe out that entire colony of 10 million termites. And so that's how it's so effective. But yeah, they can spread out through a whole football field. So you can think, like, if your neighbors have ground termites down the street, totally they could end up at your place too.
So it's like a Twinkie for a Twinkie addict.
Is there any particular place on the island that you see more of the ground termite situations, or they can get anywhere?
You know, that's if you reverse that question, you're asking if there's any safe places, right?
Yes, is there any safe places?
And I
on
wish
the
I could
island?
Say, yeah, live here. This is the best spot. But
you see them nothing, everywhere?
As far as the research and evidence goes, like UH does studies and stuff. There's not really one place that's safer than others, like enough to, you know, conclusively to say, like, live here instead of the other place.
Where do you find the most, though? Where have you guys seen them the most?
Well, there's certain conducive conditions. And so,
yeah, let's talk about that.
So I think for termites to have a piece of wood, usually when you buy a piece of wood, it's got about 15 to 19% moisture inside of it. There's wood is porous, so it holds moisture in it.
Yeah.
And I think it's got to be about 24%. So it's got to be a little bit wetter than what you buy just straight off at Home Depot or Lowe's, right? And so if you have a leak in your plumbing or a roof leak or something like that, or if your wood at the base of your house, if it's wood at the bottom and it's touching the ground and it's soaking up from the soil, all that is going to be more conducive to getting termites. It's like a magnet, right? They love the wood to be just a little bit moist, and then they're ready to go.
I think the one thing that we let people know, like, try to avoid having hedges or vegetation close to your home.
Sure. Yeah.
The other thing is try and avoid, because then you're going to have sprinklers or want to water them, and then you're having wet soil near the foundation of your home. The other one is making sure you don't have a faulty grade, which means, like, when it rains or when you have water, it runs towards the foundation as opposed to away. And then rain gutters. Rain gutters are a good one. And then I was just thinking of some other ones. I mean, those are all the...
And then you hire Kilauea Pest Control.
There you go.
Like, that would be number one. They'll come out and do this service and look for termites and give the, you know, the bait and everything. Just hire them.
The other thing, too, when you build a new home, I didn't know this, but I learned it when I had my home, that when you want to put sidewalk around your home, that you got to have
the ground treatment. The ground's got to be treated.
Great thing about that is you treat the ground, pour the concrete on top, and it seals it into the ground, so it lasts 5 years.
Yeah,
so you're good for 5 years, and it'll kill any ground termites anywhere near the area. You guys are termite experts already. You know some good facts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the one other thing, because of our repeat guests, we are good listeners. You're a good communicator.
Yeah,
authentic, friendly service. I'm trying to give you right now. The one thing that I do see at houses a lot that people might be a good tip is houses that are built on, like, post and pier.
Yes.
A lot of people like to store extra wood under the house, like plywood, 2x4s. I see it all the time, every day almost, right? And what do termites eat?
Wood.
It's like a buffet under your house. You're
putting up termite buffet. You're inviting them.
Exactly. Like, if you have wood don't on the soil that. Underneath your house, you're asking them to come to your house. So
don't do that.
Yeah. It's so like, if you have wood sitting on it, try and put it up on something.
It's like a warm box of malasadas around some teenage boys. They're going to want to eat it.
Which malasada do you like? Do you like the cinnamon sugar one or the?
Yeah, you know, I'm old school. I like the regular one. The old school one, just nothing in the middle, just the sugar one at Leonard's Bakery.
Oh, yeah.
So my last name is Leonardi, so we all say, hey, we're going to Leonardi's.
Oh, you should get a discount.
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, they're Portuguese. Portuguese. But anything else any other interesting stories or anything you want to talk about that we haven't covered yet?
I think that covers it. We can talk all day about bugs and stuff. There's enough bugs in Hawaii, but any of the listeners, if they have any questions like this, like, every situation is a little different, just call me directly. And, you know, even if they could text me a picture, like, hey, is this termite droppings?
Yeah.
And then we can get out there and take care of something before, you know, you're 2 days before escrow closing, and you're like, oh, shoot, I think we have termites. How do we close on time? Mm-hmm. And at that point, we can do our best, but it's hard to get stuff done in 2 days if it's a massive problem. So,
well, what I like about you guys is that you're not so quick to fumigate, which is like nuking the whole house. You're more about the spot treatment, which is, you know, less
invasive
chemicals all over the house, and having people to get out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And actually, we've been doing a lot more orange oil lately, which can be a replacement for fumigation. So
nice.
We can look at those options too. So,
all right. Well, thanks for being on the show. Stay with us in case we got any more pest control questions.
Thank you.
Next up, we got
We've got Howard.
What's Howard going to talk about?
Hello, hello, hello. Let's start this race to the open house front line on Sunday.
You sound like lemony snickety. Hello, hello, hello. Go ahead. So what
you
got for us?
Hello, hello. I didn't hurt the children. You know the show.
Yep.
So we're going to start with two grand opens this weekend, and our first one is in Lower Mukilteo. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath.
Uh-huh.
Very large lot, over 6,500 square feet in Hawaii. That's huge, and it has no back neighbor. It's kind of like a preservation land, so real quiet kind of neighborhood, and recently remodeled with flooring and kitchen and upgrades on the bathrooms. And that one is listed at $678.
Mm-hmm.
And then next grand open is in Sea Country, and it is a two-bedroom, two-bath. It features 18 own panels, and it is having its first open as well this weekend. Cute little backyard with a nice storage, real open kitchen and living room design. And finally, we are going to go all the way on the other side of the island to Kaneohe. And this one is in the Wahi Valley, and it's a large home on an acre of land. It's four-bedroom, four-bath, over 2,500 square feet of living area, and it used to be used to grow flowers, so that has some permits, I believe, to set up your own greenhouses if you want to kind of use it as a work-live area. And also the neighbors have a beautiful pond and the mountains in the background, so it really has that North Shore vibe to it.
All right. Sounds like there's some great homes that are open this weekend.
Howard.
Yeah. And if any of our listeners want to take a look at pictures and video, we have that listed on teamlallyopenhouse.com.
Thanks, Howard.
Yep. Thanks, Howard.
Thank you very much.
Hey, and then real quick before we get ready to wrap it up, we got our new construction projects all around the island. We got one in Kahuku. We got one in Wahiawa. And we got one in Enchanted Lakes.
Yes.
So we can literally put you on a bus and take you all the way around the island to our three new projects. If you want to get more details, get ready to put your reservations. Kahuku, we're selling now. When are we selling?
Now.
And the other two, we're taking reservations.
Yes. TeamLallyNewHomes.com.
It's like a Journey concert back in the 80s where you got the original singer. Tickets will sell out fast, so
they will.
Reservations.
Mm-hmm.
So TeamLallyNewHomes.com. And then what else?
Oh, and then we've got Career Night also coming up January. The first Monday in January. I think it's January 6th.
January 6th. Yeah, yep. Anyway, go to HawaiiCareerNight.com. You're looking to make a change in the new year. Everybody wants change.
They do.
What's the definition of doing the same thing year after year and expecting different results?
Insanity.
That's called crazy.
That's right.
My Vietnamese neighbor, she said, that's crazy. Okay.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, and thank you to our sponsors.
Jody Tanga and Derek Tanga of Pacific Rim Mortgage.
Bradley Mariama of Allstate Insurance.
Kenji Vendetta of Pillar to Post Home Inspections.
Janice Marland of Dreamhouse Drafting.
John Speed with Kilauea Pest Control.
Duke Kim
and
Han.
Taylor.
Yes, Duke Kim Han with Hawaii Pacific Property Management.
Thomas Patterson with Patterson Land Surveying. If you want to get a hold of any of our sponsors, just go to teamlally.com.
We also want to give a big thank you to Leah, our producer here in the studio.
Jee-hoo.
Make sure to tune in next week. We'll have an awesome guest talking about something that'll change your life
forever. This is the Team Lally Real Estate Show, home of the guaranteed
sold program. We can't sell your home at the agreed upon price and our time frame. We'll have it bought for cash.
Thanks and aloha.
The preceding program was sponsored by Team Lally.